introduce my sister, Tess, from New York.
Hello, family. My name is Tex. I'm a great governor. I get real nervous, and I got to do the shake and bake for a minute. But this is something that is really an honor, but it's also something that I've always eluded, not to speak at GNL meetings. At conventions. I've been gay since I was 13 years old, but I never felt like I had to let people know my business from off the podium, that they see me always with a woman, so they should pick up what it is. But I'm getting ready to bring you into my world. In July 13th, I'll be 70 years old. My wife is 53. So yes, I am robbing the cradle. I never like nothing old but the bankroll. And I come from, I started being gay when I was 13 years old. And a lot of y'all wasn't even born when I first got gay. And during the time when I became gay, it couldn't be known. That's why they called it in the closet. Because that's where the fuck you better stay at, in the closet. And we used to, hide and sneak and be around certain ones that was gay and knew we was gay. And I thought, as sick as I am, I first went to jail when I was 13. And they told me to hide, tuck my sheets under because they was going to do something to me. And I was saying, they, who's they? Them things. So I was scared to death of them. And then I went to junior high school. And it was an all-girls school back then. And they used to pull my hair and talk about how, this hair is not my hair now, this is the weed. My hair's very short now. But at the time, my hair was real long. And they used to pull it. And they used to say, what's your name? And I used to run home and say, Mom, them things keep bothering me. I couldn't understand it. I know all the people now, if they see me, they be like, that bitch is a mess. But I used to be amazed with them and look in the mirror, and I'm calling them, because at the time, that's what they was to me. I'm telling my story. And as I got older, I became a dope fiend, and I became a prostitute, or I'd rather say a lady of the evening. And I always had a woman as a mate. I never had a pimp. I never had any dealings with men on that level, only in turning tricks. So when I got older, people would say to me, well, why do you want to be like that? Be like what? I am who I am, and either you accept me or you don't. I'm not hiding nothing. I never had the sense to hide nothing. That's why I was never in the closet. I'm not going in no closet. I'm not doing none of that. I'm who I am, and if you got a problem with it, then we can handle it. And by the time I was 16, I was strung out. And I was really out there. But I wasn't the type of person that got off without my girl. I always looked out. In fact, I was like the welfare department. I always took care of people that didn't have. I was a worker, a welfare worker. I always gave to bums. I don't know. I didn't want to be around people. I wasn't raised like that. But I always wanted to be around people that didn't have nothing. And as I got older, I started having men approach me more. And what I was taught when I was on the host role is that you don't let a man give you money for, I mean, you don't trick for drugs. So I never did that. I always tricked for money. As time went on, I got tired of being used. I had this girl that was beating me up. And I used to come back and say, "See what I got?" And she used to say, "I got a bitch that got a blouse, bring a blouse in here, cut it more than that." I was like, "What?" So what she did is made me become a hell of a hustler. But I got tired of her hitting me, and I'm jerking and jumping. And then we was getting ready to get off, and she said, if I didn't hit her first, then she was going to throw the dope out the window. Well, that was when my day ended of being afraid of another bitch. I had sucked a lot of dicks that day. I had never sucked so many dicks in my life. All I seen was the dicks going by on wings. I said, this bitch throw this dope out this motherfucking window, I'm going to jail. I'm going to kill this girl. I got naked. And all while she was going to the window, baby, when she looked back, I just went off. I hit that bitch in the mouth. And she said to me, she said, "Well, I was wondering when you was going to fight me back." Look, she was 30-something years old. I was 16. I was scared to death of the bitch. But when she started talking about all of my hard work going out the window, I ain't bitch. And from that day on, I understood that nobody was pimping me. You ain't taking my drugs. You ain't taking my money. You ain't doing nothing. And I started learning how to take care of myself and fight back. Fuck that shit. So as time went on, when I came into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, and the saying is about, you know, when I first came here in 91, I didn't know about no gay meetings. I used to go to straight meetings, and that's who I was around, because when I came in the rooms, I wasn't gay. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all that. I took a hiatus. And I had a man. And all my friends that knew me from jail and stuff, they used to be like, "Tex," I used to say, "Don't tell nobody that I'm gay. Keep your motherfucking mouth shut." So I didn't know about no gay meetings or nothing. All we did is go to women meeting. I ain't seen nobody gay. I wasn't really looking for nobody gay. Because I was with a man then. And I used to bring him to the meetings and tell the people in the gay meetings that this was my man. And I used to tell him that I took him around gay people because you don't never have to worry about me messing with another man. He used to say, "It's something funny about you and these bitches." And I said, "You know, they know me from jail and stuff," because I wasn't admitting to him that I had a woman before. Well, it didn't work long. I ended up getting my finger broken in the meeting about lying about messing around with women. And I just came out with it. A lot of people that knew me stopped speaking to me, stopped being around me, because I let people know that I was gay. And that was very hurtful. So what I did, I always go to the next best thing. I started doing the GNL meetings, where I met you and you, and started doing, that's when they was trying to put it in Washington. And we come a long ways. And I used to follow behind Tina T. And I came down here to our funeral. I came to Washington to our funeral. And Van's funeral. And I just fell in love with the GNL organization. I became the treasurer of the GNL organization in New York, and the guys gave me a hard way to go. They didn't know I was a goddamn fool. I jumped up on the table, put my dress up over my head, and told them all to suck my ass. You know, y'all ain't gonna run me. Fuck this shit. And I said, I quit. Because I ain't got time for no bullshit. I'm from the streets. Every time I robbed a motherfucker, I went to jail. All this shit about, oh, we in the program and turn the other cheek and all that shit, I don't know nothing about that. If you steal something from me, you're going to have a problem. Straight like that. So I couldn't understand how people were stealing thousands and nothing was happening. And then you tell me, well, why are you acting like that? Why am I acting like that? If you looked at my rat sheet, you would understand. I was a thief. I started out robbing tricks, and I graduated. Okay? And every time that, and I knew, and I look at NA money like I looked at, for all you holy ones, get your attitude now, because I'm getting ready to say something. To something. I used to go into St. Patrick's Cathedral and rob them ladies. They sitting there praying for their kids and whatever. And I'm not saying it to be proud of it. I'm talking about where my disease took me. I had to use. And at the time when I saw them crying and somebody, mama got robbed and the stuff, you want to see me after the meeting, we could discuss it. But I'm talking the truth. I'm telling you about how low I had went. And I understood that every time I went in that church and stole them people's money, karma, I went to jail for something. God wasn't going to let me disrespect his domain like that. He was like, bitch, you're going out of here. And I always went to the penitentiary. So I quit N.A. on the same level as I quit St. Patrick's Cathedral. If I steal this money that some people's mamas is happy that they know where their child is. And they give them their last little money to come to a meeting. And I'm going to sit back and watch a motherfucker take it. I don't care how much shit I talk. Don't put me down. I'm not down with it. So, it bothers me. It really does. To see how hard people, this is work here to put this together. And if you don't know, get into it. Put into service. Find out. And to take people's attitudes and feel like somebody owe you something. But when you was using, you allowed motherfuckers to do what they want to do. So, what it says in the literature about how we come here, and in all of us, it's something. But we don't care what you are. We don't care where you come from. I really don't think that we should separate meetings. But I'm talking for text. Yes, I'm gay, but I don't believe in it. Because in the streets, you're not separated. We have to learn how to live with each other. And you got to learn how to be proud of whatever the fuck it is that you are. Because see, all of my life, I was a sneak. I was one of them type of bitches. I didn't care. When they see me coming, they used to say, hold your girl. Because I'm the type of bitch, what? If a bitch look good to me, I'm coming forward. And I didn't think about who I was hurting. I didn't think about how I was going to make another person feel until it happened to me. And when it happened to me, I almost left here. How can you do that to me? Don't you know how good I am? Don't you know the things I do for you? Yeah, but I never looked at what I did to other people. You can't do that. You can't take people's... You can, I mean, if that's what you choose to live. Because there was a time that I really liked going with somebody that had somebody else. Because you couldn't tell me what to do. Well, you couldn't tell me what to do no way, but I'm just saying. I gave it an excuse. You know, I was a renegade, straight up, nuts, crazy, and you can't tell me what to do. So, right now, I am in the best space I've ever been. I finally met someone that is about something. At 69 years old, I never knew what it was to own a house, pay a mortgage. I didn't come from that. I came from Harlem, and we have rooms, kitchenettes, you know, apartments. We paid for, the landlord paid for the hot water and shit. I let the water run all day because we didn't pay for it. And they tell me, they said, Tex, listen, the girl, I got offended. The girl told me, Tex, this is my house. You can't let the water run like that. And I was like, what? This, what the fuck? I can't let the water run. I was like, this bitch is nuts. But I didn't know that you paid for all that shit. You know, and then when she, the faucet, you know, the faucet came off. And I said, well, when you, so what are you doing this when you have a house? I'm a jack of all trades and master of none. I fix everything. Well, you need to fix this. But anyway, I'm just cutting up right now. But I had to learn these things. And when I got this young girl, she wasn't, she's not the street type. I'm from the streets. Everything I say out my mouth, I curse. And she'd be like, why do you have to talk like that? And I'd be like, bitch, what the fuck? I don't understand this bitch. What do you mean why I don't have to talk? How am I supposed to talk? You know, and I said to her, I said, the girl stole my ring. Oh, I can't believe that. What reason would she have to steal it? She's a thief, bitch. I don't understand. Didn't she know it was yours? So I have something that's from a different world than me. And really, I enjoy the shit out of her. Because I ain't never been around nobody that square in my life. Yeah, and every day is a new occasion and a new something because... I guess she tell her friends, this is the wildest old bitch I ever had. You know, she'd be saying, well, why do you have to dress like that? So I said, well, how would you like me to dress, Margaret? Yeah, but you're 69 now. You shouldn't dress like that. Okay. You know, and she's a keeper. She keeps her money. I'm a spender. I don't give a fuck. You know, I always think it's going to come from somewhere tomorrow or next week. You know, that's the type of bitch I am. I don't even understand it. I see that. I like that. I want it. I'm going to buy it. Tex, when you buy those type of things, that's hurting us. I said, how is it hurting you? I'm paying for it. Yes, but it's still coming from us. So I had to learn how to live better and respect people. Just because I feel that I'm the catch me out, it doesn't mean that I have to disrespect her upbringing. So she's taught me a lot. She told me that she wasn't going to come in here because she says when she's here, I don't share the same. And I tried to tell her, it doesn't matter, because there's nothing that I'm ever going to say about you that I can't say to you. She likes to listen to my tapes. And I'm going to tell you something. I've never had anyone love me the way this girl loves me. I've always been the one to love other people, and they never loved me. And that's where this program comes in at. It's some people that truly dislike me, and I don't understand why. Because all of my life, I've always tried to be all right with people. But I heard today in the meet that I'm not here for nobody to like me. I gotta like myself. And I've never liked myself. I'd like you before I like myself. And the way I act and walk and stuff, you think that, you know, people be like, she thinks she cute and she thinks she better than I. If you only knew how low my self-esteem was, you would never say it about me. And I don't know, I'm sick of y'all breaking me down to where I have to get honest and bring tears in my eyes. I don't like that shit. But what this does is make the truth come out. And when I see this room and the people that's in here, it really, really, really does a lot for me. Because I got to the point that I just wanted to die, because I got 17 years and then I picked up. And for all of you haters that didn't think I was going to bring it up, I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to try to make people think I have something that I don't have. That's not who I am. Anybody want to know something about me, ask me. I can help you very well. Now, I want to get on that, and then I'm gone. You can keep thinking that because you go to a doctor and he give you a pill, that I'm taking it because it's prescribed by a doctor. You can keep thinking that that's how it works in here. And that's not how it works. Because you keep taking it, because the first time you might take it every 4 hours. And the next time, because once you're an addict, especially addicts that have used narcotics, dope, you're going to take it again because the feeling comes back. And I didn't use in the street. I used right in here. They was giving it to me, and I didn't think nothing about it. So they got afraid that they told everybody that I said their names and stuff. I ain't got to talk about you. You already know what you do. Why do I have to tell on you? I'm talking about tech. Because all the time when I was trying to tell people that I was fucked up and that I was using, you didn't have time to hear me. Only thing you kept saying is, when you speaking the next time, where you speaking at, can you come here? And I had just shared, and I kept saying, I'm in pain. I'm fucked up. Can somebody help me? But nobody heard me. And we sit in a meeting and we talking about, yeah, you did good, you spoke good, but you ain't hear a goddamn thing. When a motherfucker's screaming that they in pain, somebody should say, well, what's the matter? I'm not blaming y'all because I use because I wanted to. Ain't got nothing to do with you. But I'm angry about the outcome once you find out that I picked up. You motherfuckers walked around here and talked about me like a dog. My old sponsor said to me, what you gonna do now, big tech? Who won't listen to you now? I'm talking about how hurtful it was, how I'm kidding. How I didn't even want to go on the street, how I wanted to die because I gave my life to narcotics mama. You have to sit back and watch to see what the fuck I'm going to say. can help you. This is a whole lot of motherfuckers come to me about taking pills. It's a whole lot of people in here picking up with 20, 30 years using. Because they don't want nobody to know, because they don't want the outcome. The outcome is always, oh, when he had time, he was this. When she had time, she was that. Well, I'm still the same motherfucker. I'll cuss one of you motherfuckers out. I don't give a shit. 69, you knocked me down. I got arthritis. I got to hold on you to get back up, but I'm coming up. I'm coming up, seriously. I walk around with something that helped me out at 69. And why should I have to be afraid around motherfuckers? When I first came here, I was taught that they love me until I learned how to love myself. What has happened in here? You don't have to go out of here and talk about me. They can play the tape on the loudspeaker. Anything I say, I can stand for it. I sucked a lot of dick, but I got paid. I did a lot of things in my life. I did whatever it takes. I'll jump on the dick in a minute. Right now, if they got some money. Listen. Let me say this. I saw on TV, them bitches in Atlanta, they say it's no more, they don't rain on you, they do tsunamis. Well, I see my old ass up there with a thong on. These hoes getting that type of money? For a barbershop haircut, all they doing is shaking their ass. That the only thing, when I tried to climb the pole, when I tried to climb the pole, I couldn't make it up that motherfucker. I'm too goddamn old. My body said can't do it. Okay, so I'm acting like a fool now, so it's time for me to shut down. But listen, I love y'all. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if you don't speak to me. If you do, I don't give a fuck. Because one thing I got a God. You know, I don't want to go out of here dead and mad, and people ain't speaking and all that shit. For what? I don't want to do it. Life is so short. If we don't have each other, who the fuck do we have? Why are we sitting up in here? What are we here for? You go back and say, oh, we had a good time, but you should have saw so-and-so. Yeah. That bitch said she was 70 damn there and got on something that a 15-year-old had. Bitch. First of all, let me tell all of y'all. When you go in the motherfucking store, they don't have an age. When you are 60 over here, 90 over here, I wear what the fuck I want. Yes. I get weaves. I get nails done. I get everything a young bitch get. But one thing I had that a whole lot of hoes don't have, I have y'all. Thank you for that.